What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Well, welcome everyone. All the listeners here to What Really Happened. I am not Mike Rivero. He's a lot more handsome than I am. Unless you ask my dogs. Anyway, this is Keith Rogers, formerly of my own Perception Management show on Sunday evenings. We have David riding shotgun along with Gator down there in Florida. You are encouraged that if your finances can afford it to support the network by sending anything you can to donate by mail, please send cash, check, or money order, or something anonymous, payable to RVN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call direct to donate by phone by calling 800-724-2719, extension 3. Today is Monday, the 8th of March of 2021. And on this date in history, in 1948, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in McCollum versus the Board of Education that religious instruction in public schools was unconstitutional. And I thought this was interesting, too, that in 2014, the Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 with 239 people lost contact and disappeared. And if you're into history, it's kind of funny that Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, or MH17, that was a scheduled passenger flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, was shot down over eastern Ukraine. And that might have something to do, and I'm just alleging this, that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the decision made the Hague-based court, which Israel has refused to sign up since its creation in 2002, a political tool. And what was this about? Well, this is because of Malaysia with their ICC war crimes probe into Gaza, East Jerusalem, and the West Bank. So other than that, I just think that's kind of hinky, as well as the Fox News article that talked about a MH370 had a mysterious 200-pound load added to the flight list after takeoff. You can read that story on Fox News. Anyway, David and Gator, welcome aboard.
Yeah, good to be here, Keith. Nice to be here. Another week.
Another week. Yeah, I didn't hear what Mike was taking off for, so I don't know if that can be said over the air here or not. So anyway, I'm sure he's looking for a new personality. Anyway.
He just had some stuff that he had to get done, and he's planning on being back tomorrow, everybody. So we'll be back to the normal routine come tomorrow, hopefully.
Okay. Anything from you, Gator, before we get into this thing here?
No, nothing at all. Ready to rock and roll here.
I want to throw some humor in here because I do a show called Perception Management, as I mentioned there. So, and you can, again, tune into that. I have fun on Sunday evenings there. But anyway, now I know that Mike runs his show in the way that he wants, and I like to get my digs in now and then. So I do it where I can. So today we won't be talking about Mars, the Mars rover, or Elon Musk putting satellites in space, that with all that 5G that most likely will enslave us all tomorrow. Besides, I doubt that none of us will ever go to space anyways. Truly, it would be the place where we would all be valid to say, I can't breathe. But anyway, yeah. I thought about talking about this more received moon rocks, of course. We could all talk about that. I mean, you know, if you hadn't heard, the moon rocks that NASA put out were fake, and they were petrified wood and stuff like that. But anyway, but I'm more interested in like this COVID and everything like that and what we should believe. And of course, I normally insert into all my shows some history to change one's perception management. And as the learned linguistic Noam Chomsky would say about reading the New York Times, there is some good articles in there, but he says, if you can imagine this, you got to kind of hold the paper up and turn it sideways and a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right and kind of look at it. But generally the gist of the story is at the very beginning and at the very end, and everything else in between is just crap. So today I'm going to apply that same couple to a couple of clips I have for you here. And this here is about immigration. And, of course, I want to change your perception about that. So we're going to go back to a recent article here about The Bikini Islands, which is a short clip. And I want you to hear about how people are immigrating from the Bikini Islands.
There's a growing population of migrants in this country coming not across the southern border, but from island nations in the equatorial Pacific. They're fleeing deepening poverty and the destructive effects of climate change, and they enjoy a status in America unlike that of any other immigrant group. Special correspondent Mike Taibbi reports from the Marshall Islands and Salem, Oregon. This report is part of our ongoing series, Chasing the Dream, and was funded in part by Pacific Islanders in Communications.
In snapshots, the Marshall Islands look like paradise, a Pacific archipelago of coral atolls midway between Hawaii and Australia. But what pictures don't tell you is that a third of the island's population has left for the United States. And why leave their island home? The president of the Marshall Islands, Dr. Hilda Heine, explains.
There have been people who leave for education, for health purposes, for jobs. And I'm sure there are people who are leaving because of the threats of climate change.
Climate change is a big issue here. Much in the news recently as punishing king tides combined with persistent drought have wreaked havoc on dwindling freshwater supplies. The view among climate experts, and many here who keep rebuilding their seawalls against the warming, rising Pacific, is that the islands are sinking, if not disappearing.
So of course people are looking for better things, and they think that anything in the United States is better than what we have here. We're competing with the strongest country in the world.
There's another reason they're moving to the United States, where the Marshallese community currently numbers around 30,000. Citizens of the Marshall Islands can live and work in the U.S. without visas and work permits. That's because of a 1986 law called the Compact of Free Association, or COFA.
That's good enough on that clip there. What's interesting about this is I heard her mention health reasons. And this President Hilda Heine, she worked at the Marshall Islands High School in 1975 through 1982, so she'd be well aware about what's going on the Marshall Islands. And she founded this Women's United Together, which is a women's rights group, and that's fine with that. I have no problem with that. And she also participated in this 2009 Pacific Islands Climate Change Education Partnership. What she was mentioning, though, was the fact of the so-called climate change. And could there be an ulterior motive as well as health reasons? You have to
No.
ask. I think there is.
I think you're right.
If this clip plays.
The Marmzelles give their all for their art, and you can just bet that audience is giving with the wolf calls.
The Bikini, named after the atomic explosion in the Pacific. The Bikini was an explosion everywhere.
In 1946, the Bikini swimsuit was launched to celebrate the nuclear explosions that had destroyed life on Bikini Island. The inventor of the Bikini, a Frenchman, made his fortune. Today, a bikini body is promoted in magazines as an object of desire and good health. The bodies of the people of Bikini and other islands are the most irradiated in the world. All these women have had thyroid cancer. Today, Bikini is unfit for human life. Radiation poisons the food and water. Our shoes registered unsafe on a Geiger counter. The abandoned cemetery looks out to where the sun rose one morning, then rose again as apocalypse. The equivalent of one Hiroshima bomb was exploded in these islands every day for 12 years. A scarred beauty has returned to the island, but the people haven't. Exiled to barren islands, many of them starve. In 1968, President Lyndon Johnson told them it was safe to go home. But it wasn't safe, and the U.S. authorities knew it wasn't safe.
What happened as a result of the Bravo test was that a cover-up was launched very shortly after March 1. I mean, there's such a history of wrong information, outright lies, deception. There was no attempt to take the most conservative approach and make sure that everybody was okay.
They knew where the radioactive fallout was going to go. And they took that risk and went ahead and detonated the bomb, knowing full well which way it was going to go. They still had an opportunity to evacuate, even on the day of the shot. But these people were not evacuated. We were not evacuated. And the people on Udrich were not evacuated. So it only leads one to believe that, number one, the United States needed some guinea pigs to study what the effects of radiation would do. And that's a pretty strong indication that the United States knew that.
It seems extraordinary. Here we are, this far into the 21st century, talking to people still frightened of all that nuclear fallout, all those tests, all those years ago. The impression I get is that there's so little trust among people.
The U.S. is trying to provide as much information, as much good information as we can. Yeah. And so I wouldn't accept the characterization that that there have been lies and cover-ups.
The word guinea pigs comes up a lot from these survivors.
I would refer you to our embassy website on that.
I've read it.
And that question was looked at during the Clinton administration, and that was not the conclusion they came to.
The secret of the Marshall Islands is Project 4.1. Declassified documents reveal a scientific program that began as a study of mice and became a study of human beings exposed to radiation.
Chicago is where it all began, and to the AEC Argon Labs in Chicago last week came seven men, natives of the Marshall Islands. Levin is from Udrich. He and the rest were irradiated by our March 1954 hydrogen bomb test. John is mayor of Rungala, which is 100 miles from Bikini. John, as we said, is a savage, but a happy, amenable savage. His grandfather ran almost naked on his coral atoll. The white man brought money and religion and a market for his copra. John reads, knows about God, and is a pretty good mayor. The Iron Room is a radiation detector for human beings. Inside, John, the mayor, whose first visit to the white man's country meant San Francisco cable cars and Chicago skyscrapers and streamlined trains. Whose first visit to the white man's country meant the Iron Room. A savage governs his life by ritual. And he understands this because he thinks of it as a new ritual. Sitting alone inside the room. Outside, strange kind of priest in a long white coat. When the ritual of the Iron Room was over for John, it began for the others. As each finished, he was told it was over, and he was given apples and other good things to eat. Then he took off the ritual clothing, and the seven men put on the suits and top coats they had been lent in Hawaii, which they would return in Hawaii on their way back in the Marshall Islands.
That's good. One bomb every day for 12 years. Think about it. All that ocean turmoil that might cause some erosion. But anyway, this clip is from John Pilger's The Coming War on China, and I highly recommend it for the viewing for the listeners there. And I'll get into that a little bit here later. But this program Pilger spoke about reminds me of the so-called experimental vaccines pushed by the CDC, WHO, and our beloved Fauci and Bill Gates. Got a doctor call me anyway. They're not wearing bikinis. They're like the Frenchmen who are making money there. And I want to get this one last clip in here, and then we can get into some talking here. But this is something that everyone should really pay attention to right now.
This is the largest of the islands, Kwajalein, occupied by one of America's most important and secretive bases. Known as the Ronald Reagan test site, it's a missile launch pad that commands the Pacific Ocean all the way to Asia, and China. Here, the people of the Marshall Islands are once again being subjected to the testing of weapons of mass destruction designed for a coming war. The base is part of a remarkable plan known as Vision 2020. Devised in the 1990s, its aim is described officially as full spectrum dominance. This means control of all land, sea, air, cyberspace, and space.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
From California, almost 5,000 miles away, the U.S. Air Force tests its intercontinental missiles by firing them at the Marshall Islands.
Imagine a missile coming screaming out of the sky. It's absolutely terrifying. I think there's really nothing that I can imagine that would be more terrifying than this. And we're talking about devices that any one of them could go off course.
None of this disturbs life on the base, where small town America has been recreated. A wonderland of the suburban good life.
Fabulous. There's nothing better than living on a tropical island.
I pretty much have beachfront property, you know? It's great. I love it here.
Just across the bay is Ebi Island. Known as the slum of the Pacific, more than 12,000 people live here on a strip of land less than a mile long. Many of them refugees from what is now the missile base and from islands poisoned by nuclear testing.
Well, there's your real story. That's why those people are immigrating, and of course, due to health reasons. It's kind of like this, the real duck and cover as missiles are flying all around you. You can imagine those in London who would listen to those German rockets sputtering by and then go silent and then boom. Oddly speaking of that, there's a video called When the Bombs Dropped. And that was after they talked Britain into installing all these missile bases all over. All those people in those cute little hamlets all over Britain there realized that their towns was a sudden target. They never aired it because in previews it was too scary. So anyway, we have a break coming up here. But David Gator, what do you think about that?
Well, that's pretty messed up. And we've seen the government do all these guinea pig tests with all the bombs and the radiation and the Tuskegee experiments and all this, you know, stuff. So if you think that this government and these corporations are not above doing this kind of stuff, they've been doing it for years, generations even, and they're trying to experiment on all of us with all these vaccines and all this other nonsense. Yeah, we're not guinea pigs. Hell no.
I like how they use the word savages. If I was to use that that term up here on the reservation where I live, like that, I might get beat up.
Maybe so.
But anyway, I did a research and I could not find any alleged thinking of climate change over at the Ronald Reagan Naval Base. So oddly, it was only that island that was having problems. I thought that was really interesting.
Well, maybe it's like Guam that they're sticking too much on one side of the island.
It's going to tip. It's going to tip over. What was his name? What an idiot.
Yeah, anyway. I forget. I'm trying to forget about all that stuff. It's just shocking how stupid it all is.
Yeah. All right, we got a break coming up here. Hey, this is What Really Happened. Keith Rogers with David and Gator out here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
I guess that's my cue. I'm never used to that one. Anyway, welcome back, everyone. Got David over there and Gator, and this is Keith up here in Montana, beautiful Western Montana. You know, in lieu of this so-called climate change, we have Bill Gates, who on Fortune.com is talking about cooling the planet, and these client scientists and their billionaire backers like Bill Gates are trying to turn down the global thermostat and make money doing it, kind of like his vaccine stuff, the 20-to-1 profit ratio. One of the cool things about this being Bill Gates is that if you're curious about something, you can find out these smart people who will teach you what you want to know. But anyway, they're talking about dropping these particulates into the atmosphere. And this is all, again, largely funded by Bill Gates. A good article on the Blaze about that. Bill Gates plans to dim sun rays. And if you look right now, all over Japan, all through Russia, massive snowstorms and stuff. And of course, we've had our snow, and so Texas has had their snow. It looks like we're headed more into global cooling than global warming. But again, they're still using that global warming. It says plans to test out the controversial theory that global warming can be stopped by spraying particles into the atmosphere. that would reflect the sun's rays. I wonder if, like this vaccine stuff, they're going to go past a point that is non-returnable. And I have one little short clip here, and this is from a former card-carrying CIA John Brennan.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
You know, the fact what he talks about here is that there's 1,500 potentially active volcanoes worldwide. And we're seeing that right now all down through micro-Indonesia, Guatemala. And, you know, when you heard about that massive ice calving down there in the Antarctic, if you read the article about 91 active volcanoes in the Antarctic, it's odd that that very ice calving was right where one of those volcanoes were. Actually, there's about three or four in the area, but that ice is warming up because of what's underground. Anyway, hey, we're going to open up phone lines here, and we'll carry on from there. But, you know, generally we only see the active volcanoes that are above and not what's below. And even Mike Rivero has talked about this, which is over there in micro-Indonesia, about how the El Nino comes from that massive warming over there. We can see with recent earthquakes and stuff what's going on there. And of course, now with Mount Etna, it's massive eruption yesterday. For onlookers, it's very beautiful. The towns right now are being covered in those black pebble type ash there. And there's webcams all over the world to watch these volcanoes. And for me, they're spectacular to watch. I keep thinking about how Earth is ever changing. And if you ever get on the ocean and just stand there and listen to the waves, it actually sounds like the earth is breathing as the waves come in. And I think that's really interesting there. Gator, do you got any comments on there?
Well, you mentioned global warming, and the new terminology is climate change, because it really, what we're experiencing really is does not fit global warming. We're seeing colder temperatures around the country, more snowfall than ever. Fierce winters, and so it doesn't fit the narrative anymore. So it's climate change, and you're still responsible for it. It's still because you produce too much CO2, and you know, it's just another scam they're going to be playing on us to blame us for something we really did not do. It's simply a natural occurrence, and they're going to tax you for it, no doubt about it, a carbon tax. Punish you for something you have nothing to do with. Kind of like the reparations for slavery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Global dumbing. That's what I call it. I got a comment on the other side.
All right. Yeah. We'll be right back here. Stay tuned here to What Really Happened with David, Gator, and Keith. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back, everyone, to What Really Happened. We have Keith Rogers here sitting in with also David and Gator. David, you had a comment there on this climate hoax or whatever?
Yeah, it is definitely a hoax. They are very arrogant in saying that they know all there is to know about what this climate's going to do with the very small, tiny fraction of the data that we have for maybe a couple hundred years is kind of solid. So we don't really exactly know what's actually going to happen in here. We're starting to see a bunch of different cycles, and the sun seems to be the primary driver on that. But as Mike keeps pointing out, and you touched on this, we do not know how many undersea volcanoes there are. And one good volcanic eruption will put out more of that deadly CO2 than all of man's output for the entire year. And CO2 is not deadly. It's not poisonous. It is a life-giving gas. The more of it we've got, the more the plants grow, the more abundant the food is, and the more everything thrives. And I think that is one of the things that is contrary to a lot of their agendas, that they want us to not have all this abundant food and to be able to thrive. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just as simple as them trying to find yet another thing to scam us on and get control and money. you know, the carbon billionaire, Saint Al of the Goracle and all that nonsense. It's absolutely ridiculous, you know, what they're trying to pull with all this stuff. And they keep lying and lying and lying. You know, the sea levels aren't rising. The islands aren't going to disappear. They're not going to capsize. None of this stuff's going to happen. I think we're kind of over all this stuff. They have been lying to us about so many things. And if anyone's paying attention to them anymore, I think they probably need to be, well, flogged.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely,
yeah, but the problem, you guys, is that, you know, we're smart enough to understand the scam. They're going to be working on molding the children for the future here. The children with the indoctrination programs,
like I said,
in school.
Global dumbing.
It's easy to work with them. Once we're phased out, we're gone. They'll simply get their agenda pushed through because of the children who've been brainwashed into believing that this planet is really heating up.
That's like their other agendas, like California. Everything. teaching 4-year-old children about anal sex and to expect some bleeding. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we'll take a phone call here. Pat down there in Texas. Good afternoon there, Pat. Pat? Hola. Bienvenidos.
Hello, Pat.
Pat.
Can you hear me
now?
Oh, yeah, I thought COVID. I thought COVID struck again.
All right. you were talking about the volcanoes, underwater, whatever. Well, I've been thinking about a lot of stuff lately, and that is, I won't talk about Planet X, but you know what? We don't know the orbit of Planet X, so that's a thing to worry about, really. But I just don't believe that we ought to ignore the fact that God is in charge and our destiny is in his hands, and we ought to reckon with him first, like they were talking about on the last show. But I've always heard
Remember, Pat, that God said the earth will stand till time's indefinite. It's earth will shake off like a dog's fleas off a dog's wet back.
Drown them off, whatever. That years ago, I think it was the Russians, they were drilling and for oil, I guess, whatever. They went down 9 miles and their drill bit started spinning. And all of a sudden, these horrible sounds were coming up, moaning and groaning and weeping and wailing. And people said, that wasn't true. That didn't happen. And people who were working on it, all of them quit. Every one of them quit right there. They said that was true. It was true. It did happen. And I've always heard people say the hell is under Siberia. Well, it's the Bible says it's enlarging itself daily. And I think we ought not to help it enlarge. All the people in hell are making it bigger so everybody else can go. So, you know what?
Well, they're making room for Bill Gates.
It might warm it up. That might warm up Siberia.
Yeah.
It is planet.
Yeah, there's a lot of sinkholes and stuff opening up around the world. And it's kind of interesting to see those sinkholes, you know. It's not due to permafrost either, like a lot of them say. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot going on.
We have
them out
here,
God.
Sinkholes.
Yeah. And we just need to see that if for some reason we make a mistake and we leave this earth, that we go to the right place, because I don't want to go there. I worked my life now. I don't want to work anymore.
That's right.
All right.
Well, sounds
Mike.
Good, Pat. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I got a couple news things here, and then I'm going to have Gator take over here because I need to call my doctor back. It's so hard to get in touch with these guys due to this pandemic. But anyway, I wanted to say that they finally agreed on the stimulus payment that President Biden's administration said would come on November 3rd last year. Boy, this guy is quick unless you're bombing someone. The Shadow Stats website shows that the GDP of America is down -7%. And I did check out with the Baltic Dry Index. It is climbing a little bit. Yet many economists right now are sounding the alarm, at least for a partial collapse right now, a massive drop in the stock market. And this recent bombing in northern Syria by Russia and Syria of U.S.-controlled area is actually Syria trying to reclaim its oil fields over there. their oil fields, I should say, you know, mm-hmm. and drive that point home, their oil fields. Right. And then we also have this continued push over in the East Donbass area of the Ukraine, and as well as Yemen right now. And there's a lot of friction gathering up here. So I had this one little short clip, and I always like to play it because I think it's funnier than hell. So since spring is coming here, you know how to fast walk, don't you? Well, I'm going to talk to you about this Lieutenant General D. Grimm. And since Gator likes to plant, if you had a lilac bush, it will save your life. So fast walking and a lilac bush will save your life.
I knew that a bomb was going to go off over this building in an hour, I would survive because I would walk. I can walk 5 miles in an hour, and I would get behind something so I didn't get caught with the heat flash. You don't have to get behind a concrete wall because the blast isn't going to hurt you out there. The radiation of the bomb from the explosion of the bomb is not going to hurt you. The only thing that can hurt you is the heat. And it comes in a quick flash of heat, and what you have to do is be shaded. That's all. Just as if you were trying to hide from the rays of the sun, you get behind something that shades you. Got enough brains to walk for an hour and get behind a lilac bush, we wouldn't be hurt by that nuclear weapon.
there are guys. The depiction in the background here is Hiroshima burning up like mad, you know, but these guys are nuts, you know. Mm-hmm. That clip was taken from a video where it was, I believe, 1964 or something like that.
Oh, I thought and that was an Abbott Costello routine.
That's true. But anyway, in the video, they said that should it come to nuclear war, they would just be giving out morphine tablets because most of the cities would be gone. And they would just be burying people en masse with bulldozers. And an expected casualty of 60 million was acceptable. And I'm going, what? I mean, that's how these guys think. Yeah. And also I want to say here that Saudi Arabia has taken a massive hit over there from the Houthis on one of its own oil refineries there. And, of course, prices instantly went up here at the pump. So with that, the phone lines are still open here. Everyone knows the numbers. So anyway, Gator, I'm going to turn the mic over to you for one second.
I'll go ahead and read the number because 512-248-8252. And unless you have, don't have free long distance, you can do 800-313-9443, but everybody's got long distance these days. So 512-248-8252. Gator, take it away.
Yeah, I'm going to grab the phone and be right back.
Well, let's take a caller here because I see somebody calling in. Bruce in Texas. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, guys.
Yeah, what's your question today? What's going on?
Yeah, on that, first of all, to Matt Taibbi, I don't know if you recall, but in 2010, he wrote a devastating article for Rolling Stone called The Great American Bubble Machine. And he called Goldman Sachs a giant squid sucking on the face of humanity.
That's remember the other article
good.
He wrote?
Pretty good.
Bruce, I think that's good. Remember the other article he wrote? Bruce, do you remember the other article he wrote?
What was it?
It was the one on the killing of all those children in Afghanistan. Also for Rolling Stone.
Oh, no. I'll have to look up and that had, one. But it seems like he
had all the photos of. It had all the photos of the boys being shot for sport. They were the U.S. soldiers at the time, a few bad apples, were talking about just throwing candy out front of their striker vehicles and getting a chance to just run them over. You know, this is what war does. It changes the psyche of people, you know. But anyway, I'll go back to my phone call. But anyway, thanks, okay?
Well, on top of that, they would also throw candy out. They would throw candy out to the children to bring them closer to them to protect themselves from enemy fire. Amy Goodman talked about that in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I want to make sure that we understand this is a tactic that the United States was using in both those areas of the world here to protect themselves. So you bring candy, you throw candy out, kids come for candy, all kids will go for candy, and that way you'll protect yourself. You'll shield yourself with children from enemy fire. I think that's deplorable. I think that is
cowardly.
Just a terrible thing. It is cowardly. Bruce, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Yeah. Any more questions? Anything else going on? What kind of comments you got today?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, it seems like because he was really called out on the carpet or raked over to Kohl's for his comments for his articles, probably for the second one as well. And he was labeled an anti-Semite and conspiracy theorist, what have you. And then he seems like he flipped. I think he kind of sold out. Yeah, they got to him and he sold out.
Well, you're absolutely correct. He outed them. That's not a good thing to do. And of course, shoot the messenger of telling the truth here. Of course, the easiest thing to do is label somebody an anti-Semite these days. I noticed that. You say something they don't like, you're an anti-Semite. It has nothing to do. I never talked about anything Jewish. I never talked about Israel, but it doesn't matter. Your actions, whatever you're talking about, they can always apply. You're an anti-Semite to shut you up. And it usually works, unfortunately. It's too bad that people don't question it and throw it back in their face and say, what the hell does what I'm talking about have to do with anti-Semitism? You don't know what you're talking about. And throw it back in their faces and just shut them down. But calling somebody an anti-Semite seems to work these days.
Yeah, it sure does. My father-in-law, he worked at Kwajalein in the 60s. As a security guard, and he died of cancer. So I'll just put that out there as well. In 9/11, there are firefighters that died of breast cancer, thyroid cancer, stomach cancer.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yep,
yeah. So if we're gonna.
Yeah, they never talked about the radiation too much. Yeah, they never talked about the radiation poisoning from all the firefighters and all the firefighters dying. You know, that's conspiracy theory talk, but just look at the number of firefighters that responded to the World Trade Center fires after the 9/11 attacks and how many are still living today and what their health condition is today. That has been hushed up. That has been hushed up because, well, that points to, I say there's something nuclear. There's a small mini nuke or something in that basement of one of the buildings because you don't have burning, you don't have molten hot steel for a month from anything, from any fuel fire or anything else. That has to come from some kind of nuclear reaction, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's from a continuing fission process.
There's something there, yeah.
And you also had giant.
You would never see molten steel for that long a period of time, never.
Yeah, yeah. If we're going to resume nuclear testing for 25 years, I think we should start in Washington, D.C. That'd really help out humanity, I think. That's all I got, guys. Let's call.
Thanks, Bruce.
On.
Thanks, Bruce, for your call. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's go back to the phones here and talk to Sherry in Texas. Hello, Sherry.
No, Kansas. I'm in Kansas. Wish I was in Texas.
Sorry. Kansas. Okay. We're not in Kansas anymore.
I agree with Chris for what I'm saying on where we should do the nuclear testing. But, you know, back to Bill Gates and the audacity to think he has the right to rain his crap down on us. You know, all these people that are howling about using alternative energy, you know, should be screaming, say, this guy hasn't, you know, if we're going to, they're going to put up solar panels and he's going to block out the sun, you know, but just, you know, this is the whole deal, how Dane Wigington got started with his quest because, you know, he has a lot of solar panels.
Sure.
And he noticed, well, where'd the sun go, you know? But,
well,
I mean,
you know, I had solar back in California on my house, and I could tell you that with the amount of spraying in California, they did a lot of spraying in California. I mean, every day we looked up there, and that stuff would not dissipate at all, be there the next day. There was so much particulate in the air reflecting that our solar wattage, what we should have produced, was cut probably in half because of the solar panels not able to get the solar itself through all the particulate.
Which half, Steve?
What's that?
It was cut in half.
Which half? Yeah, and then it comes down on the ground eventually, and you got to clean the solar panels off.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, but just, you know, it's just like
Elon Musk, what right does he have, and all these other people that want to throw up all these satellites in space?
Well, they're billionaires, and they buy their way. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Why are the people looking at Bill Gates and saying, why have they given him an honorary doctor's degree or science degree? The guy's a billionaire. He's a computer geek. He does computer software. That's all he knows. And for some reason, he's been put on this pedestal to be a doctor and a scientist now, and nobody seems to question that. Nobody in the mainstream media will talk about it. He's a fraud.
I've been questioning it the entire time. He is a fraud.
Yeah, he's a fraud. I mean, if you had a house,
his own country.
If your house, you wanted an electrician to do some wiring in your house, you wouldn't invite a plumber to come to your house and do your wiring on your house. That's the same way I look at Bill Gates. He's out of his league. He has no experience in this stuff. And the only reason they're listening to him is because he's a billionaire. And that's it.
If he's a country, let's do sanctions.
Yes. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is Keith Rogers with sidekicks David and Gator. And we're going to pick up another caller. Let's see, it's Mitchell over there in Tennessee. Good afternoon there, Mitchell.
What's going on, gentlemen? Listen, I wanted to say something. I called
Steve show last night, and I mentioned quickly about Lauren in Ohio. And I wanted to ask Lauren, because she may call today, but she's always talking
She's right after you, Mitchell. She's right after you.
Okay, good. What I want to ask Lauren is, have you say that you severed or you've cut yourself off from the system and the government and so forth, and I want to know, Lauren, if you're paying property tax, do you hold a loyal title to your property? Because if you're still paying property tax, and like I told Steve, if you're renting, you're paying property tax. If you're in an apartment, you're paying property tax. If you have a house, you're paying property tax. You're paying property tax. If you really have found a way to get out from paying property tax, and you've been doing so for over 3 years or so, I would really like to know how you did it.
Well, the landlord would be paying the renters the property tax, not the
but they're paying property tax.
not the tenant.
Yeah, right, I'm speaking about property.
Their property tax built into the rent.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that. I just assumed that the property was the taxes would go to the landlord. Maybe it is built in the rent. It probably is. Yeah, it probably
is. What I'm saying? It's like anything else. It's like they'll just build in. Yeah, they build the cost of rent is going to build in the cost of the property tax.
I really want to
know if Lauren, because I hear people, you know, the late Al Whitney talked about these types of things, you know, the sovereign individual or the straw man and the corporate entity and how to untether yourself from this bondage. And a lot of people talk about it, but I never have heard if they've gotten out of, if they found a way around property tax. And I wanted to say something real quick. When you talk about eradication or getting rid of property tax, people go crazy because in most municipalities, I think the property tax, the lion's share of the property tax goes to the schools.
Yeah, Mitchell?
Yes.
I got a question for you. Due to this so-called PPP and all these bailouts, you notice how many billions are going to the schools, and yet we're still paying mill levies for those same schools. So we're getting double charged.
That's a very interesting point, Keith. I hadn't thought of that.
It's kind of like all this lockdown stuff. Think of all the vehicles that have been sitting idle, and yet we're still paying full coverage for our vehicles, or, you know, we're still paying insurance premiums. Why don't they prorate those?
They should. Yeah.
So you've also got a concept it's called odious debt. Got it right here. Odious debt, also known as illegitimate debt, is when a country's government misappropriates money. Is borrowed from another country. A nation's debt is considered odious debt when the government leaders use borrowed funds in ways that do not benefit its citizens. How am I benefiting from them sending money all over these countries on the planet Earth?
No, it's just that. Why does a stimulus package for a pandemic to help Americans, most of it goes overseas? And
it's ludicrous, but I want to say this real quick, Keith. A lot of people, they'll freak out and say, about the children, and we got to educate. Well, that's highly controversial to begin with. When we talk about property taxation, instead of saying we've got to tax the people to pay for the schools, what about not spending money in other areas and having some money left over?
I've always said that.
And that would pay.
I say you can cut your military, Mitchell. You can cut your military budget in half, and not suffer security at all. Yeah, you can cut your budget in half in the military, and do fine. But they won't do that.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're going to break. We'll be right back. We'll bring you back after that, after the top there.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an engine cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.